You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources has a limited number of PVS-30 night vision scopes for $4,700. These are the top-of-the-line night vision scopes used by the U.S. military, which normally sell for over $11,000. Turn your 12-hour rifle into a 24-hour rifle. Visit Ready-Made Resources to get your PVS-30 today. Trading Post in the Woods is ran by veteran crisis responders who know how important it is to be prepared. They specialize in comprehensive natural survival remedy kits, preparedness and homesteading supplies, as well as skills training. Visit them online today at tradingpostinthewoods.com. This is the second half of my guest appearance on Radio Free Readout with John Jacob Schmidt. Enjoy the show.
The word that I have here, a couple of sources are stating that just in the last 12 to 24 hours, talks between North Korea and China basically fell apart last night to them, which was almost 24 hours ago for us. So apparently those talks just disintegrated, hoping that China would be able to do something with North Korea to convince them to back off. And it doesn't seem like they're listening. They're basically saying, you know, phooey on youy, we're going to do what we want. And the satellites that you're talking about, we've been following those for a couple of years. And incidentally, we're also at AMCON 4 for the American Readout Radio Operators Network. We raised it to 4. We're looking at raising that once again to level 3, assessing a lot of the information that as it comes in. But this Kwang Myong Song 4 satellite, the series of satellites, I know that at least the talking heads on a lot of the mainstream news has been pointing and snickering and laughing at North Korea because the satellites aren't even transmitting, they don't work, they're tumbling. But we've got reports saying that at least one of those is stabilized and they don't have to be transmitting to receive a message, to receive a command.
Yeah, if it just needs, if you just need it to detonate, it doesn't have to transmit anything. That's exactly what it would do if that's what it was, right. Is not transmit anything. So, you know, are they that inept that they would launch a satellite that doesn't do anything and put all those resources? You know, I know he's crazy, you know, but would he put up a satellite, two satellites that don't do anything? You know, you can figure out how to get it up there and get it into orbit, but you can't figure out how to make it work. I don't know. And another thing we got to think about is it's been several years now since Stuxnet. And of course, the second it was discovered, you know, now the Iranians have it. Of course, they pass it on to the Russians. I'm sure North Korea has gotten a copy of that. This is low-end stuff when you start thinking about reverse engineering a computer worm like Stuxnet, and now you basically have a template to develop something like that yourself. And of course, Ted Koppel thinks that the Russians and the Iranians are inside all the US SCADA systems with a Stuxnet light virus that could be triggered at will. So,
just for the listener's benefit, the Stuxnet is the supposed worm or the virus that infected and took down the Iranian centrifuge program by placing this into the firmware of a thumb drive, which would normally be scanned for viruses and malware, but it doesn't scan the firmware, and that's how it was missed. And whether it's Israeli or United States intelligence services or a joint effort, the Stuxnet refers to that firmware malware inside a thumb drive. And so now that's basically it's all over the world now.
Yeah, what entities try to do to guard against that is have what they call an air gap, whereas you're not online with critical systems like that. But everybody else that services your equipment is online. So that's how the intelligence agencies that got that in there Of course, Stuxnet's the term that was used by the security firm that found the virus. The actual program to get it in there was called Olympic Games. And what they did is they infected all of the service companies that had anything to do with those Iranian centrifuges, to make sure that every piece of equipment they took in there had the virus and that it would get passed around. So, when they go in there to check the cooling system or to, you know, check out the lights or the pass card system to get you in the building or whatever, all of those companies that service all of that equipment are all infected. So, how to do it, the template for the virus itself, that's all out there and it's easily, replicatable. So, you know, just as when we bombed Hiroshima, we started a whole new type of warfare. Mm-hmm. The same thing happened with Stuxnet. So we're living in a different world and World War III is not going to look like World War II. And, you know, the damage that can be done with bombs and bullets are minuscule compared to what can be done with a computer virus. And it's so cheap to do. If you've got somebody that's got the intelligence and you've got a sufficient computer network to develop it, then this is something that doesn't take a whole lot of resources, doesn't take a whole lot of money, and it's something that North Korea, Russia, Iran, anybody can do.
Yeah, any nation has the capability to produce something like this now. Let's talk about there are several things that I wanted to hit on, but the EMP threat, the potential. Here's one theory that I have, and this is that one scenario I could see potentially playing out is that China, acting as the intermediary who can't do anything with their red-headed stepchild anymore, China itself affects a cyber attack or even an EMP, giving the appearance that it was North Korea that did it. So in the ensuing aftermath and chaos, China comes to the United States aid to help with security and stabilization efforts and aid and relief efforts. Of course, once setting foot on our soil, also to secure their national interests, which they have heavily invested in the United States in natural resources. They could justify to the world securing their national interests while helping America stabilize, never to leave American soil again. How viable do you think that scenario is?
The term false flag comes from, you know, 17th and 18th century warships that would go out, fly the flag of another country, and attack somebody else's trade vessels or naval vessels or whatever. So this is old news that countries will fly another flag. That's where we get the term false flag from. So this is a very old term. It's an old war, military doctrine, and it's something that people have been doing probably since the beginning of war itself.
Right up to last week when we had attacks from apparently Russia giving the appearance that it was coming from another place.
If you weren't there and you didn't pull the trigger, you don't have any idea who did what.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So that's so plausible, and we're making enemies at a record pace right now. You know, on one side, yes, it's good to have somebody in the Oval Office that the rest of the world fears, but at the same time, you know, it also produces instability. So it's a double-edged sword, having somebody like Trump there. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. The dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power since 1971. Silver, on the other hand, has proven to be a very stable form of wealth preservation over the years. And where do you buy silver? Silver.com, of course. Silver.com offers fantastic prices on gold and silver. Check out silver.com today. Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com.
Well, I want to ask you this. Given that things are so on edge right now, the potential for an EMP, regardless of who sets it off, and once someone sets it off, it doesn't matter who it was after that, at least especially on the local community, family, even state level, you're there. It doesn't matter who did what. It matters that you have no running water, you have no electricity, you have no conventional communications, all of this. Right now we've got with AMCON 4, we put out guidance for all of the operators to keep their antennas disconnected from their primary radios when they're not in use. Any backup and spare radios or laptops, anything having to do with their communications gear, should be put in Faraday right now for the unforeseeable future, indefinitely, until things stabilize a bit. What recommendations do you have for the average citizen out there? To what should they be doing right now in light of what's happening in the world? Besides, they should be doing it for the last 5 years already, and it's too late, but give them some hope.
And the things that I'm going to go through are going to be applicable for EMP or for a cyber attack, because I think that both of them are highly, highly likely. And I think that a cyber attack may even be more likely, just because it would be a little bit less detrimental, and maybe we have it escalated to the position, maybe China doesn't want to take us down that bad, because maybe they need us to sell. Cause if there's no Walmart, what are they going to do? Where are they going to sell their stuff? Right. So, they need Walmart, and Walmart's not really any good without a bunch of, Americans to buy the stuff there. So, all that stuff we don't know. How bad do they hate us? How well do they think they could get along without us, and all of those types of things. But, I think cyber attacks very, very likely. And so this is going to cover both of those things. Don't let your tank get below 3/4 of a tank in your car. Keep that topped off all the time. Just every time you go out, you get below, a quarter tank. Once you use it, fill it back up. Keep your pantry stocked. This is something everybody should be doing at all times anyway, especially for new preppers. You're just now starting out. Stock it up. Get 6 months worth of food, dry food that's gonna store without a refrigerator, without electricity. And at least you've got, it may last much longer than that, but at least that gives you a little time to think.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
time to assess the situation, improve, and start. Look, it's springtime. Get that garden in right now.
Right,
and keep some worth of supplies.
Keep some money outside of the bank, because it could be a cyber attack that's not against only the financial institution. If you had a Stuxnet type virus go into the banking system and take out the banking servers, by the time it triggers, it's already in all the backup servers. So everybody's accounts are erased. And there's, because, they've got everything backed up on another server in case this server goes down. But if the virus is getting backed up with the backup server, it's going to take down everything. So, you got to have that. You got to have some cash outside of the banking system, and the cash is only going to be so good for so long. But that first 48 to 72 hours, when everybody's trying to figure out what's going on, and what happened, you can get out there and get ahead of the curve, and get your last minute things, and then get inside and get to your bug out location. Hopefully by now you've got a team. You've got some folks that. You've already discussed this with, that where you're going, and who's going to be on guard, first, second, and third shift, and all that stuff's already worked out in the best case scenario. Yep. And so you need to have all those folks need to all be on, in condition orange right now, and thinking about all of this stuff. And if you're driving somewhere and you're going, you know, a half hour, you're going a half hour drive from your home and you're going to church or the mall or whatever. Make sure you've got some good, comfortable walking shoes to get back home if there's an EMP and your car doesn't get back home and you need to.
Absolutely. That's good stuff.
And you should have at least three ways of purifying water. Because, you know, we say that two is one and one is none, but for something that is critical as water, you need multiple redundancies. So you should have several ways to purify water. And, you know,
well,
and at the same time, you know, if none of this other stuff happens and it's just a conventional war, and we're just dropping mother of all bombs all across the desert and, you know, turning into a glass parking lot, you know, that's expensive. And in case you haven't noticed, we don't have a big surplus of funds right now. At $20 trillion in debt, the only way we're going to be able to finance that is through monetary creation. Monetary creation that always leads to inflation. So you have to protect your savings by limiting your exposure to U.S. dollars. So diversifying to gold, silver, ammo, even real estate.
Tangible assets.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And also, John, Jacob, if I can mention, if you go to PrepperRecon.com, at the very top of the page, there's a little banner there that says free 7-step survival plan PDF. I just want people to have that. I want them to go there, click that, fill out your email information. I'll email that PDF straight to your inbox. That's great for new preppers, especially because this is so overwhelming when they start thinking about how am I going to get prepared? And there's so many things to do and they can't get it all organized in their head. So you've got a little checklist that you can go through that's going to prioritize food, water, shelter, security, gold and silver bullion. And it's going to take you through prioritized list of stuff because it doesn't do you any good to get gold and silver and you don't have anything to eat and you have no way to defend yourself. So it makes sure that you're taking the right steps at the right time and that you've got base one and two covered before you try to round third base and home.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great, and we will definitely link that 7-step prepper checklist to PrepperRecon.com from our highlights and resources posting. We'll make sure that we reiterate that for folks that are just starting out and saying, wow, our world's changing. It could be different very soon in the coming days or weeks. What do I do? And this is a great resource. You've got some other great resources, too, at your website. If you want to talk about those real quick, I know the IFAC. You're still producing the IFAX, correct?
Yeah, I do. We've got a fully stocked individual first aid kit. It comes in a Molly compatible pouch. You can get it in OD green, Coyote black, or ACU, and that'll strap onto your Molly vest or Molly backpack. It also fits nicely under the front seat of your car or in your glove compartment. That's got a Israeli battle dressing in it. It's got a suture kit in it. It's got a quick clot. Steri strips, which is, you know, what they often use instead of sutures. If you're having to do work in the field or something like that, you've got nitrile gloves in there. A lot of good advanced trauma equipment in there. So, and I'm going to be giving one of those away really soon. I'll be having another giveaway. So if you sign up for the free 7-step survival plan, that's going to put you on my mailing list and you'll get an email notification when I have a giveaway. The next giveaway, I'm going to be giving away a lot of this critical stuff that we've been talking about that people are going to need to survive, when things go south. I'm going to be giving away, one of those IFACs. You'll get to pick your color. I'm also going to be giving away a Surefire G2X tactical flashlight, which is great. That's great for mounting on your weapon or just having with you. It's a dependable flashlight, a Gerber multi-tool. I'm going to be giving away a Sawyer Mini filter, which is really, really great. I like that so much better than Life Straw because it's just so much easier and so versatile to use. And I'm going to be giving away $1 billion. Of course, that's $1 billion in Zimbabwe currency. And to be super honest with you, a billion Zimbabwe won't buy you what it used to. in fact, you might be lucky if you could even get a stick of gum for $1 billion in Zimbabwe cash. But it's a teaching tool to show people what happens to fiat currency. It's absolutely priceless. And then I'm also going to be giving away the solution to fiat currency. I'm going to be giving away, 10 silver eagles, one ounce silver eagles. So that's 10 ounces of silver there. And I'm going to be giving away 10 pre-1965 U.S. quarter. So if you win the first prize, you'll be getting all of that stuff, which is 12 ounces of silver, $1 billion Zimbabwe, the IFAC, the Sawyer Mini, the G2X Surefire, and the Gerber Multi-Tool. So, some prepper or patriot out there could really walk away with all the cookies on this one.
No kidding. That is great. You can become an instant billionaire. I love it.
Yeah.
No, there's some really great, valuable equipment and resources here. All of that, and that's coming up. Just when is that going to take place?
It'll start in May, or right around the 1st of May, and it'll run all the way through the month of May. What you'll do is you'll just go and leave I'm re-releasing the Economic Collapse Chronicles as a Kindle box set. And so you just go, you leave a review for the Kindle box set of the Economic Collapse Chronicles. You email me. It's prepperrecon@gmail.com. You leave me your Amazon screen name, and just for the subject line, you put, ECC box giveaway. You put that in there and you'll be registered to win.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of information. That's I'm trying to type here as fast as I can. I want to definitely help get the word out. This is really great.
Yeah, and I'll send you a link to all that.
Yeah, I do. And we'll put it in the highlights and resources posting.
Yeah.
Well, Mark?
And like I said, everybody that signs up for the 7-Step Survival Plan is going to get an email notification when the contest starts.
All right. Well, I'm going to sign up today. I didn't know about all this. This is great. So I encourage the listeners to do so as well. Mark, thank you so much for all that you do and helping to bring awareness, bringing the potential future scenarios alive through these fictional characters and these books that are very plausible and very realistic scenarios that you've placed them in, and how they process it, what's going through their minds, how they're just dealing with the information, processing it, and putting on that mental survival mindset that's necessary for getting through this stuff. And you've done a great job with it, and you're doing a great job over there at Prepper Recon, and it's always a pleasure. So thank you for being with us.
Well, John Jacob, thanks for all you do. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for standing on the line for freedom and for Americanism, and thanks to all the listeners out there that support Radio Free Readout and the Oath Keepers and the prayer warriors out there. I get emails sometimes from people that said they're praying for me, and you don't know.
Yes.
What that's worth, because we're, like you said last week, we are in a spiritual battle. You just don't know what's going on at the White House right now, with Trump being pulled between the forces of good and evil, not the left and the right, the forces of good and evil.
Yes.
And you don't know the spiritual attacks that I'm sure you go through, John Jacob, that the enemy is just, and it's things that you know, it's coming from the spiritual realm, and it's not things that are necessary. It's physical stuff a lot of times, but a lot of times it's just, you know, a bad night's sleep or, you know, a little ankle biter stuff that we have to persevere through, that it comes at such critical times that you know it's the enemy because of the time that it came. And it's something that you were trying to do for the kingdom, or something you were trying to do for freedom or for America. And those little attacks hit. And I know things like that happen to you. They happen to me. And so the folks out there, that if the only thing you can do is pray for John Jacob, or pray for me, or pray for President Trump, if that's the only thing you can do, it's so much. And you don't know how much we appreciate that. Even though we may not ever know that you did it, we need it, and we cherish those prayers.
Amen. I concur with everything you just said. Thank you for saying it. It's, man, yeah, I agree. All right, folks. Mark Goodwin from Prepper Recon. Mark's a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you once again. You have a blessed Resurrection Day and a blessed week ahead, and we'll definitely be in touch.
In the Days of Elijah, Book 2, Wormwood, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin. Everett and Courtney Carl have survived the Seven Seal Judgments, which devastated the planet, but have their efforts to stay alive been in vain? The next series of judgments to fall upon the earth are known as the Seven Trumpets. Within this series of cataclysms is the earth's collision with a giant asteroid known as Wormwood. The comet will poison much of the planet's fresh water supplies, making survival nearly impossible. With each subsequent trumpet judgment, their odds of living grow slimmer. If Everett and Courtney are to survive, they'll need perseverance, faith, and a great outpouring of providence from the Almighty. Buy your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 2, Wormwood, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.